Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
The truth of the matter is that the news is about people, and people are living the effects of the news in their daily lives, and that is why all of this matters. Now, this truth really hit hard in our special series on the Oscar award-winning movie Spotlight about the Boston Globe's investigation of the clergy sex abuse crisis. And we talked with Phil Saviano. He told us about how the first time he saw Spotlight, he wept in the darkness of the movie theater. And why? Well, Phil is founder of the New England chapter of Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests. And he told us that back in 1964, when he wasn't even 12 years old, he was abused by a priest. Here's an excerpt of that conversation.
I was trying to figure out whether it was sinful. And if it was a priest that was doing this to me, maybe it wasn't sinful. But on the other hand, if it was sinful, I really ought to confess it, because if I got run over by the school bus, I'd be in big trouble.
But you'd have to confess it to the man who was doing it to you.
But I had to figure out a way to confess it to Father Hawley, because he was my confessor. My abuser was my confessor.
But Saviano says he would go to church, enter the confessional, and sit in the dark, closing his eyes, knowing Father Hawley was inches away on the other side of the screen. Saviano would begin his confession.
Whatever my sins were as a 12-year-old, I yelled at my mother, or I don't know, I lied to my brother, and then I would say, and you know the rest. And never, not once, did he question me and say, what are you talking about?
Phil, may I say that this was 1965, you said?
Yeah, 65. 64 and 65.
So 50 years ago now.
Yeah.
And you still remember it with such devastating clarity.
I remember it, and sitting here, it's close to bringing tears to my eyes. That's how much I remember. It was a huge dilemma. Well, but fortunately, after 18 months, he left town. And none of us kids, at least, knew what happened.
Phil Saviano spent decades believing he and a small group of children were Hawley's only victims. He was wrong. Almost 30 years later, Saviano was 40 years old when he saw a small story in the Globe's Metro section about a pedophile priest in New Mexico. It was Father David Hawley.
And the day that I saw that story was my big life-changing moment, because I realized that my assumptions had been very naive. And then I also realized that this guy had a very long career. I mean, there were victims in Texas. There were in Texas as well as New Mexico. Mm-hmm. And then he was eventually assigned to a diocese in Denver, Colorado, which is where he was when these stories came out.
That was Phil Saviano, founder of the New England chapter of the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests. We spoke with him in association with our special series on the movie Spotlight. You can go back and listen to the whole series at our website, radioboston.org.